Turn it on. For the Drive with Robin Ross.
Rob and Ross, thank you so much.
Why?
So the idea got me about 6 years ago. I started cycling about 6 years ago. An uncle of mine was trying to lose weight. He had a spare bike. He said, "Let's go." And I thought, yeah, it's like riding a bike. And little did I know just how hard it is.
Yeah.
Cycling is quite tough, but the cycling bug really got me there. So because I'm a bit of an extremist, I started looking up what the most extreme things in cycling are. And there's obviously racing, too old to race. But then I saw a documentary about bikepacking and touring. And there's this crazier guy who cycled from Cairo to Cape Town. And then my mind says, if he could cycle from Cairo to Cape Town, I can cycle from Messina to Cape Town, right? Because it's just 3,000 kilometers.
Just 3,000.
Well, you know. So, but interestingly, that's the romantic side of the journey, because you imagine it, like the breeze, the change of scenery and all of these things. But the reality is that it's incredibly challenging. It's much, much harder than I thought it would be. But it's also incredibly beautiful. But anyway, so the journey started there. And then I was really lucky to run a school in Giani, in Limpopo. And even though our school was a private school, which, you know, most of the kids were from okay-ish families. But on your way to school, I started seeing the reality of, you know, the kids. They would walk to school barefoot, some of them uniforms in tatters, absolute tatters. When it's raining, you see less traffic on the roads. Why? Because most of them are not going to school.
And this walk to school, it's not 500 meters around
the
corner.
Oh, no, it's not around
it's
the corner.
It's kilometers.
It's absolute kilometers, right? And sometimes, you know, we'd visit schools as well, and you'd see on a cold day, a child is sitting in class, barely clinging to, I mean, you know, they're trying to concentrate, or it just doesn't work. So I really got to appreciate how small problems like that, a uniform, a bit of nutrition, school shoes, have a huge impact on what a child, or how a child performs in class.
Yeah, 100%. If you're hungry and you're cold, how are you supposed to concentrate on work?
Yeah,
exactly. You know? And, you know, I was making a joke to another company who invited me in for a talk. It's nice and chilly now. So I said, guys, everybody take off your shoes and keep them off the whole day. And let's see how... Oh, by the way, let's take a walk outside first. You know, and immediately everyone started getting that, okay, this is actually not funny.
The Drive with Robin Ross.
Yeah, that is good.
Only on Jacaranda FM. Weekdays from 4 to 7.